Coverage of the 2018 Co-Ed Track and Field Championships on KJN. Now getting a chance to speak with Atlantic junior Jalen Peterson. And Jalen, thanks for giving us some time here.
Thank you.
Well, you got out there and ran in the 3,200 meters on Thursday and came in with a 10th place finish, ran a really strong race. First off, congratulations. Has to feel good to be able to get in that top 10.
Thank you on that. Congratulations. I just came into the race 24th and then just started pushing and always had people in front of me to go get. I just kept running and tracking those guys ahead of me down and just got into, I think, 9th place. And then guy got me on the last lap and I just finished strong and I'm pretty happy with 10th.
Obviously, it's one of the more grueling races. You're out there for an awfully long time. Talk about, what you do strategy-wise, how much of it is knowing where you need to be time-wise and how much of it is that mental game you're playing with yourself out there on the track?
Our main focus is just getting out strong, and one of the marks that is easy to recognize is the mile mark, and we wanted to hit that around anywhere from 4:59 to about 5:02, and I think I went 4:59 or 5 flat. So I knew I got out strong, and then just always keeping your head up and focusing on the people in front of you. And then I try to push so nobody catches me from behind too. So just kind of stuff like that.
This has been a really good season for you, obviously, breaking out. You got the chance to go to state and cross country, and now this opportunity here at state track. Talk about, how things have progressed for you.
So obviously last year Phoenix and Bradley were pretty good, and I ran a couple JV two-milers, I think I started out with like an 11:12, and then got down to 11:04 last season. And then just this year, wanted to get under 11. And I think one of the first days, Coach Jenkins asked me what my goal was, and I said 10:40. And then I ran 10:41 the first meet, and he came up to me and he said, "I think you need to change your goal." And that just kind of kept changing throughout the season. And then coming into the state meet, I wanted to run 10:15, and I ran 10:08, so I'm obviously very happy with that.
Yeah, that's got to be awesome. Obviously, I think it's interesting when you go into an event like this where there's a lot of strong athletes. Of course, everybody there at state has done something good to get there. And there's going to be some great times that are put up. And sometimes there's people that go out there and maybe run a PR that ends up, being towards the bottom of the pack. But it's still obviously a great time. You're looking for those personal goals along with the ultimate goal of getting up there and placing. So obviously you set that mark and you went out there and did it. So that's, what you wanted to do. Jalen, talk about, what the season has been like, from day one, working with Coach Jenkins, and the other coaches on the staff. What have they done to help you, achieve that goal?
Coach Jenkins just puts us through some great workouts and knows what we can handle and just make sure that we're always doing the right things. And me and Bradley work a lot to push each other in practice. It's pretty nice being able to run with, someone that's also going to compete at state and compete for a conference title. So just having Bradley with me every day to run is just pretty nice. And then just coaches do a great job of giving us tips and stuff like that.
Well, you've obviously been able to have a lot of success here this year, but you still got an opportunity to continue to do that. What are your goals here down the road?
We're gonna look for a state medal in cross country next year, and we're hoping the team can, with Bradley back, can be pretty good and hopefully win a conference title and then go on to state as a team too. But and then just use cross country to springboard into track next year and hopefully get a medal there too.
Well, Jalen, congratulations on a great performance there in the 3,200 meters, and we appreciate you talking to us.
Thank you.
All right, that's Jalen Peterson, the junior from Atlantic here on KJN.